Awesome. Thank you much, Lee.
You're welcome.
Happy Tuesday, you guys.
Morning. It's almost the weekend.
Is that the day? Is it Tuesday already?
It's Tuesday already. We have worked
my
all week.
Gosh.
I was kind of hoping it was Thursday.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Let's just do Take It Back Tuesday instead of Throwback Thursday.
Right.
Then we'll already be there and almost to the weekend. Well, look, we're looking at another one of those days that we had sort of yesterday. Man, that was refreshing, wasn't it? Did you get a little bit of spring fish?
It's like a junior mint. Very refreshing. Yeah.
It was. It was so nice. Man, I saw that storm come across the valley, and I thought I'd go out and do a little bit of work on the deck. And not working on the deck, but getting work done on the deck, you know?
Oh, yeah, like office work on the deck.
Yes.
Computer work on the deck.
Yes. And I went out there because I saw the storm coming across the valley, and it was feeling and smelling so good. And then the next thing I know, a big old bolt of lightning happened right there down in, I don't know, I guess you'd call it maybe Draper Sandy, but it was so close, and it cracked so loud, but yet I thought, that's cool. I mean, it was one of those startling, ones that it was louder than I thought it would be.
That's because you're up expecting. On God's mountain,
no.
closer to the thunder.
That's it. No, just closer to hell, maybe. And that's why it happened. But yeah, I don't know, man. It just was so so refreshing, and I just hope that we can get a little bit of that on the way here, a little more. It just seems to be like in some areas, like Cedar City, that they're just getting it all at once. It's either feast or famine on this little rainstorm thing. But we're looking at about another 30% chance of an afternoon shower again today with a high of 95 degrees.
75 and clear downtown.
Fancy-like. That is Walker Hayes on Z104. Man, I'm telling you, that is a kicker song right there.
Had me an Oreo shake last night.
Did you?
It was delicious.
I had bougie like Maddie in a styrofoam container all the way squeaking in my truck bed all the way home.
Bougie like what?
Now, help me on the lyrics again.
Natty.
Bougie like Natty.
Natural light.
Bougie like Boosh, natural light?
Bougie. It means ritzy.
What's bougie?
Bougie means ritzy or highbrow or...
Well, just let me sing it the way I want.
Okay.
I just want to sing bougie like Maddie.
All right.
I thought Maddie was just somebody, kind of a little bottle.
Natural light beer.
Bougie like Natty. Well, okay. I'm like, I didn't know that was the key. Did you know that before the lyrics? That it was bougie like Natty? Like when you want to say natural, do you say Natty?
That's what people that drink it call it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like
cool.
A nickname.
Well, you would know.
Bougie.
You would know.
If you're like, I'm going to go get my lashes, then they're like, oh, bougie.
Ah,
yeah.
So she's got.
High,
so
kind
he's
of
got
high maintenance, ritzy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And now that, like, say for instance, I want to go just natural. If I want to say I want to go out and just be natural, I can say Natty, huh? Is that like short for natural?
Well, it's the beer.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. But I'm saying. never mind.
I don't know what you're saying.
No, I get that because it's Natty is short for natural, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. So okay. If I were to use it in another application, say for instance, you have the natural look, Deb. You just have the natural look without any makeup. You just have the natural look. Should I say you have the Natty look? That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I think people just use it as a nickname for the beer.
For the beer, that's it. You can't use it in any other...
I mean, I'm sure you can.
...things. Well, no, I'm just kidding. That was a waste of 2 minutes. Sorry.
It sure was. How in the hell do we have any ratings?
Well, it's not your fault. I'm the one that was bringing it up. I'm like, huh? Let's analyze all the lyrics in that song right there. Applebee's was in there. Oreo shake. They're bourbon stain, right?
Bourbon steak.
Steak.
Ooh, a bourbon stain.
Ooh. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding because we already went over that lyric.
Yeah, I thought we had.
The other day. that does sound good, though, a bourbon steak. It's National Moon Day today, y'all. It commemorates the day a man, of course, first walked on the moon and worked on the moon. July 20th. 1969, Americans of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to land on the moon.
We went to the Kennedy Space Center when I went to Florida. Oh my gosh. They had the exact control room. You go in this amphitheater inside the Space Center, and they have the exact control room from that launch. And
did it give you the feels?
Oh, it did. Kinda. And then they turn off all the lights, and they show the control room, and they have the actual audio from the launch, and they're showing pictures of it, and they're showing. You always hear the one step for mankind, step, yeah. But you don't hear all the conversation that went on during the flight. And there you get to.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so cool. And they'd miscalculated the landing by 3 miles. And he had 90 seconds of fuel left to recalculate where he needed to land. I mean, it was close.
Wow.
Or they were not going to be able to land.
Wow.
It was so cool. I mean, it was kind of, I'm kind of a nerd, but it was so cool.
No, I mean, it just sounds interesting. And how, can you imagine getting that far and then screwing up? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
just getting that close. And like you say, within 90 seconds of something and then having it like, oh, crap. Now, what would have happened if he landed 3 miles off of where he was, though?
Well, apparently it was a really rocky mountain and they would have crashed.
Oh.
And so they're like, okay. And he had to make a split-second decision, Neil Armstrong. He had to make a split-second decision. Am I going to land and hope we don't crash, or am I going to use that 90 seconds of fuel that's left to the drop and land where it's safer to land, flat?
And then they were able to refuel on the moon and get back home, huh?
Well, yeah.
So, yeah. It's like up a gas station. Is there a Sinclair up there?
No.
Do you know? Hey, you guys, I have my Nitro card, and we got to land near a Maverick.
Right.
Because I got to get 6 cents off a gallon, and then we'll get us back home. All right, so anyway, they walked on the moon. They spent 21 hours on the surface of the moon and only decided to leave when they realized there was no Starbucks or Wi-Fi. Of course. They confirmed the moon is indeed not made of green cheese, like we all thought it was.
Hey, it's National Fortune Cookie Day, too.
Yeah.
Do you want me to generate you a fortune here?
Would you? I didn't have time to stop at Panda on the way in.
Okay.
Because aren't they open at 5:30 in the morning? So what's my, now is this just a random fortune cookie generator?
Yeah, this is a fortune cookie generator. I'll do one for all of us. Dave's, yours is, your ability for accomplishment will follow with success.
Your ability for accomplishment will follow with success. All right.
Okay.
And now, wait a minute. Now, you're just did you put in our name or something? Okay.
No,
all
it's
right.
Just random, kind of like fortune cookies are.
Okay. Right.
Lee, here's yours. Be on the lookout for coming events; they will cast their shadows beforehand.
Okay.
Now,
that sounds ominous.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't rhyme fortune cookies. Say it again.
Be on the lookout for coming events.
Now, rhyme it.
They cast their shadows
through all of your air vents.
Yeah, that makes more sense, Dave.
Well, see, they should rhyme fortune cookies.
They cast their shadows beforehand, making sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Okay, mine is, wealth awaits you very soon. I don't think so.
Oh, that's it? I can't even rhyme with that?
No, wealth awaits you very soon. Mine's short and sweet, but I like it.
I'm going to finish it. Wealth awaits you very soon, as long as you go and land on the moon.
Oh, you will have it all spent by noon.
Yeah,
that would be mine.
That would it.
Yeah, that would totally be mine.
Man. Thomas Rhett, country again. Everything that guy touches just seems to turn to gold. Good to have you here. It is Tuesday morning, 6:25 a.m. I'm not sure I had to throw the a.m. in there. I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
Morning that it's and a.m. are synonymous.
That it's morning time. do you have at least a favorite month? Do you like of all of the months, of all of the months of the months?
I mean, I really love September.
Now, why? Well, when September? Because it's Earth, Wind, and Fire has a song?
No. It's football season. It's college football season.
Right.
It's not quite as hot.
But gives you a little bit of a fall taste.
I love the smell of fall. I love being able to throw on a hoodie.
It's the elk hunt.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I was right. just going to say it's the elk hunt.
It's the elk hunt.
Yes.
I just thought I would say it for you.
I mean, probably June and September, because June is kind of the same thing. It's not super hot yet, or it's not supposed to be. It was this year. Yeah,
stupid hot this year.
But it's like good weather, not too hot, not too cold.
Well, here's how it came out. Most of us have, do have a favorite month, according to this recent poll that they did. But July is not a very common answer, and I can see why, at least for me.
Only 3% of people said July is their least favorite month. That's on par with most months, but four different months stood out.
Now, our least favorite month of the year, according to this poll, when they take into consideration everybody, is January.
That would be mine.
And I can kind of see that.
It's like, oh, because January, I'm just like, I just got to get through the month.
Yeah. It's just the blues. It's dark. It's cold.
Christmas is over. The bills are rolling in.
That's the biggest part. Christmas is over. It just kills me.
19% of people said January is the worst, followed by February and then 15%.
Now, it looks like here third on the list is next month.
August.
10% of the adults say August sucks the most, maybe because it's sort of back to school month. You're having to put everything back together again.
December is fourth at 7%. So not everyone, Dave, loves the holidays.
No.
March is fifth with 4% of the vote.
Now, 26% of Americans don't have a least favorite month, and 2% couldn't decide which they hated the most.
So is January your least favorite month?
Yeah, I would take that. January.
And what's your favorite?
December.
Oh, for sure. Duh.
I don't know. You know, I really like October as well, though. But, I mean, that's a close second. If you could choose a close second, I would choose probably October, just because it does have that. I love the fall. I know that it just goes into, I love the spring and the fall like most of us do, but if I were to pick one, if I had to pick one, I would pick fall. And then I would, then it would be spring after that. But anyway, that's what my list would compile of. But I am enjoying Christmas in July on Hallmark Channel.
Are you really watching that?
I did. I actually watched two movies over the weekend on Sunday on my birthday.
Oh.
I watched a couple of movies.
Have you seen them before, or did you?
They knew? One was Crashing Through the Snow.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it was.
I can't remember the title of the other one.
Hey, real quick, it's Fortune Cookie Day, and we didn't do our in-bed thing.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So let's do it again, okay?
Okay.
Here's yours, Dave.
Now, are you mixing it up?
Yeah.
You're giving me a different one.
Oh, no. It's better to be alone sometimes.
In bed. In bed. Oh, that should have been yours. That is not mine. That's, right. That should have been yours.
All right, Lee, you will marry your lover in bed.
Hey.
Wow.
And mine?
You'll have a ceremony and everything in bed.
Cool.
A dream you have will come true in bed.
Oh, my.
Check. Check.
Those are good ones.
All done, right?
I love those, yeah.
And that would be a good place for yours. A dream would come true in bed. You'd wake up and then find out that... Who would you want next to you in bed if you woke up? Of all the people on the planet right now.
Oh, man.
And you probably... I mean, I should say you probably can't pick a married guy because that's not realistic.
I don't know. Is Kevin Costner married?
I don't know. How come Yellowstone hasn't started up?
It's supposed to start in the fall now. The little preview thing on Paramount says coming in the fall.
Oh, I think they had some kind of weirdness going on.
Well, obvious.
They're filming, didn't they?
If they would have stayed here in Utah,
yeah,
they would have done it.
It would have been on time.
Uh-huh. Yep. Supposed to happen in June. We were all excited for it. Now, I'm not even going to watch it now. It's just, it's going to be anticlimactic by fall. I mean, that's a long time to be off the air.
No, but I can't wait.
I'm just kidding. I'll probably end up watching it.
Oh, you know you're going to watch it.
But
it's addicting.
It's their own dang fault to go up to Montana.
To abandon the Utah Film Commission and head up to Montana.
Just to try to save a little bit of money.
We could have totally saved it, and you would have been on time for Father's Day.
Yep. They could have used all of the same sets instead of having to travel up there.
And, right.
But
the ugly scenery of Montana.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why. But anyway, nobody's listening to us that cares. Let's check on our traffic and weather together here. Lee, what's up?
Well, we've got some slow go.
Felt good to have a little bit of humidity in the air and that fresh, fresh smell of the earth being cleansed by the rain.
Oh, my gosh.
As soon as I got into that sentence, I thought, oh, boy.
And he waxed strong in the days of his life.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to be back up to 99 tomorrow, though, so don't get used to these lovely temperatures that are supposed to be our normal high of 95.
Right now, 75, partly cloudy downtown.
Weather is brought to you by Strong VW, home of the free lifetime warranty, the VIP package. Time now for our Pledge of Allegiance. We'd love to have you call us up. Our studio line here is 801-570-5767. In case you're not familiar with what 5767 spells out, it's KSOP.
KSOP.
K-S-O-P, if that's easier for you to remember. 570-KSOP, 570-5767. And this is the time we do the pledge. You can pre-record it, send it in to us. Maybe you would like to just jump on our Z104 app, click on the little open mic tab on the app, and then you'll be able to go into there and record it as well. But it's just sort of our way of refreshing the words in our mind of the Pledge of Allegiance, which is always good for all of us. Because as much as we think that we know it, when you start to say it you're like, okay, I better concentrate on this because this may not be right. And as many times as you think that you have done it, we've even had people in the military that have recited the Pledge of Allegiance for us and then just gotten to a certain point and it's like, wait a minute. So, I mean, the best of the best of the best. And it's just been...
just appreciate everybody calling in the morning and doing it with us. We just feel like it's a really good way to start the day.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Z104. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Well, okay. We lost that one. Good morning, Z104. What's your name?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good. Doing very well. Happy Tuesday to you today. We appreciate you calling in. What are you doing right now?
I am driving to get a cup of coffee and on my way to work.
Oh, what's your favorite cup?
I just get a large black coffee with a little bit of ice so I don't burn my mouth.
Okay. But nothing in it. Just black.
Just black.
No sweeteners, no nothing. All right.
Oh.
And a little shout out to your work this morning. You want to?
You know, I build financial institutions.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Can you come to my house?
that's over our head here in radio.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about that.
But yeah. We appreciate you. Now, if you'll build my financial empire so I can, you know, go off and live in Bora Bora for the rest of my life or someplace.
Oh, I would love to do that for myself even.
Right. Well, Mike, we appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much and helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. It's all yours.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for letting me do this.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
That is B&D on the Z. You know, we forgot to mention National Lollipop Day. That totally sucks.
I can't believe that. Yep.
Now, International Chest Day. Now, not chest with a T.
That's kind of what it sounded like when you said it.
International Chess.
Chess Day.
Chess Day. I haven't really been ever good at chess. Have you?
I don't understand. I don't play chess. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
I haven't applied myself to learn it.
I've played chess before, but not chess.
You and Shailene Woolley.
I might be pretty good at the other one. I don't know.
Or Shailene Woodley.
Woodley,
sorry.
Yeah. Woody. Did you say Woody?
I said Woolley.
Oh, I think
no,
so.
Shailene
Woody.
Woodley.
So now, along with that, it's World Jump Day. So jump around. And I think we've pretty much, covered the other ones.
Fortune Cookie Day.
Yeah, and Walk on the Moon Day.
You want another one?
Because that was another fortune cookie?
Yeah, in bed. The love of your life is stepping into your planet this summer in bed.
In bed. Well, she already has. Nah, 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 nah. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to thank Mike for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yeah.
Brooks thank and Dunn, Only in America. Thanks, Mike, for doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I apologize about that. Now, why don't we now change it up? Do one for you and do one for Lee and do the bathroom this time.
Okay. Lee? Our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds in the bathroom.
Kind of makes sense in a weird way.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
I think we kind of talked about that the other day.
Yeah, we did.
A fan was on in there. Let's see. It's better to be alone sometimes in the bathroom.
Yes.
Always.
Always in the bathroom.
Yes, it is. Unless you need a little bit of help.
No. Never.
Somehow.
No. When you're a kid. Mom!
Have you ever seen those little step stool things called the potty squatty or the squatty potty?
Yeah. Those are cool.
Have you bought one?
I don't know if they still... I've been meaning to buy one. I don't know if...
I have one I could bring into you.
What? Did you buy one?
No, I didn't. One of my kids did. And I don't know if it was... I have no idea why. I didn't want to ask.
Supposed to give you a better angle.
I guess.
Yeah.
But it seems odd to me to put your feet up like...
But it gives you a better angle.
It makes it straight so
It lines your intestines up better to...
To get her on out?
Yeah.
I just lean forward. That's the same angle. Instead of bringing my feet up to me, I just lean forward. And I'll put my chest on the top of my legs...
Oh my.
And then there's times that I think I'm going to pop a blood vessel in my forehead.
Why do you have the squatty potty and you're not using it?
Well, it's downstairs. Like so I say, one of the kids just have it downstairs. So I don't want to go downstairs to do squatty potty. I just want to go into the restroom.
Bring it upstairs.
It's not that hard to move, Dave.
It's just as easy for me to lean forward and pop a blood vessel. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever just had a really tough situation?
Where you actually make yourself feel faint.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pushing like, so hard.
I think I'm going to pass out.
You do. And you stop. Well, it sounds like Deb and I, Lee and I have had a little bit of an issue.
It's three easy steps, Dave. Lift your legs, unload the goods, feel the difference.
Is that their motto?
Uh-huh. It's on their website.
Lift your legs.
Oh, my gosh.
Unload the goods and feel the difference.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Have you seen that commercial with the ladies going to the bathroom?
No.
She's like, I'm a woman pooping on TV. It's weird.
There really is one where they say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's for some kind of supplement that helps keep you regular.
Wow.
But it's the strangest commercial. Yes, women poop.
But there are times that I feel like I have actually given birth.
No, you haven't. It's not even kind of the same.
I know. It's a far stretch. I mean, I don't mean it like that. I meant like it's a
well,
it's
technically, a far stretch I guess it
of,
is that.
Far stretch of the imagination that I would think that it was like birth. But I haven't, given birth to a watermelon through a quarter-size hole either. And that's what all y'all have done. And I commemorate you for that. Man, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. Other than the obnoxious sounds of Dave and Deb in the morning.
Such a good song.
That is. Cold as You, Luke Combs on Z104.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, this is going to be sweet.
How so?
National Lollipop Day.
It is.
Have a lollipop.
Suck on it.
This isn't going to change the way you eat lollipops, is it?
Lollipop?
Lollipops.
National Lollipop Day.
Mr. Al, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three. It's a lollipop.
It's showtime.
Three. I was kind of with that person. I could never lick my way all the way to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop. Could you?
I always bite it because I want the candy in the middle.
Even when it got down to the very thin little crust around the... And then I thought, well, it's close enough. I got to bite it. I never really had the patience to suck until I get into radio.
And then really good at it.
And then I am good at it.
So it takes an average of 364 licks. 364. To get to the center of the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Licks or sucks? Licks?
It says licks.
That's a lot of licks.
It was studied by a group of engineering students from Purdue University, reported that its licking machine, modeled after a human tongue, took an average of 364 licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. 20 of the group's volunteers assumed the licking challenge, unassisted by machinery, and they averaged 252 licks to the center.
And the thing is that whoever licks their lollipop...
Yeah, it's not like... I mean, you suck the crap out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sit there and just lick at it.
It's
like
a sissy way to eat a Tootsie Pop.
But I'm glad they had a machine do it instead of sitting around for a human to sit there and count 1, 2.
Well, they did have 20 of the group's volunteers do it.
Exactly like that, huh?
Yeah. Assumed the licking challenge unassisted by machinery. University of Michigan did a licking machine. Took 411 licks.
You know, that licking machine, that's not a bad idea for a kind of a lonely guy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I was just... Hey, today is the moon day.
I'm all right, I got me a licking machine.
No, actually, why am I just putting that for a guy? Hello? That was silly. I guess that could be for anybody. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos making his trip into space today. Of course, he picked Moon Day today because that was when 1969. What is that? 52 years ago that we went to the moon. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin walking on the moon. So Jeff Bezos picking today to make his trip into space. His tracking number is 1264.
Cold
Swindell and Single Saturday night. Yeah. You know, that's probably a good way to fill in a lyric if you just don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sipping on a White Claw. Yeah. That's a good, that's got a good guitar lick in it.
It does.
Though,
it's
man.
Like number it's two like, this week.
It's got that.
It's taken a while to get up to the top, but it's I think it's number two this week.
Yeah, it's got that upbeat guitar lick in it where it
goes. Jason Aldean just had his 25th number one with Blame It On You.
You know what was kind of weird? I was looking up a fact yesterday, and when I was, you know, the old Garth thing over the weekend and stuff, and I thought, man, that guy has to, and I guessed. I said, one of my kids was Googling, I said, Google how many number one hits Garth Brooks has. And I said, it's got to be around 30. You know, I mean, George Strait had 60, and I'm like, it's got to be around 30. And they said, it says here, 20 number one hits. And that sort of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, because Jason Aldean's had 25.
Right.
George Strait's had 65.
And I think Blake.
64.
Didn't we talk about, Blake is in the 20s.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And it just sort of surprised me a little bit. But, I mean, still, just an incredible artist.
In 2017, he hit his 20th number one with Ask Me How I Know.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Do you find yourself into some common arguments with your family?
Oh, sure.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I know that if we get together, look, we could have easily argued. I told you we had this little family reunion thing that was about a week ago. And it was sort of like a mini family reunion. It wasn't really, you know, one of those major official things. Not everybody was there. And, but I got on the microphone and I said, hey, there's a little bit of a lull. Let's talk about vaccinations. And you should have seen, my gosh. And I thought that you would have thought that some of them saw a ghost.
Well, I was surprised because, you know, I had my family party on the 10th and I was really surprised at how split the crowd was.
Yeah.
Some of them were ardent.
Oh, yeah.
Vaccinators and others were anti-vax and it was all a hoax. And I was really, I was going, even here at our little microcosm of our family.
Yep.
It's split.
It is. And it can be very contentious. In fact, I think the reason I brought it up, one of the main reasons I brought it up, was to kind of break the ice, bring up the elephant in the room. And it was like, holy mother. And all they could do was, I think just everybody sort of just awkwardly laughed a little bit, kind of like, oh my gosh. Because we all know there were people at the reunion that have unfriended or unfollowed people at family members that were there full well knowing that they have unfollowed them because of some of the comments they've made on social media.
From your family reunion?
In the
reunion?
Same room. Yeah.
From that night?
No.
Oh.
No, prior to that night.
Okay.
Because of some of the comments they've made, some of their stances politically, some of their stances on COVID, some of their stances on masks, some of their stances on the vaccination. And however, I do have to say that it did kind of sort of break the ice a little bit. And I said, by the show of hands, how many people have been vaccinated? anyway, what do you and your family argue about the most? A survey found that the average household has, listen to this, 21 disagreements a week. 21 disagreements a week. That is three times a day that they have disagreements. And, you know, that probably sounds right for families that still have kids at home. They're fighting, they're arguing, they're doing, they have, well, should I say fighting and arguing or do I say disagreements?
Well, these are the, either way you put it, these are the 10 most common family arguments. I don't think they're in any order. Someone leaving all the lights on when they aren't in the room. I think dads are famous for that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I don't know why. I don't know why it is that we just think it's sort of like this embedded feeling.
Because you're paying the bills.
And it's like, I just feel like everything is draining out of the home.
Yeah.
You know, like,
dollar signs are floating out the window.
Yeah. Someone leaving shoes in the middle of the floor, like in the middle of the floor or the doorway.
Okay. Messy bedrooms.
Okay. Someone not doing their fair share of the chores. Yep, I can see that. Unless you have a chore chart, you gotta do a chore chart.
That lasts for like a week.
I know.
Not changing the empty toilet paper roll when the last of it's used. Oh, yeah. Somebody else will get that.
I have that at home, and I only have one other person at the house.
Linda.
So.
Come on, Linda.
She never puts it on the thing. And I'm sure she just looks.
She just gets a new one out and sets it there?
Yeah.
Linda.
And I'll be the one that will be putting it on the roller thing, you know? But, I'm sure she's probably just thinking, well, it's just as easy to grab the roll and kind of do off a little thingy in my hand. And
Well, you're the man, and you're supposed to take care of that. You're the man of the house.
So I did. I used my patriarchal.
Yeah. That's a man's job.
That's a man.
Putting the toilet paper roll on.
When the heating or air should come on.
Okay.
That is true. That's our job.
One's running hot, one's running cold. Squeezing trash into an already full trash can rather than emptying it first.
Yep. Actually, this is just a list of manly things, I'm pretty sure. That's our job.
It kind of is.
We're like the trash compactor guy. Leaving dirty laundry on the floor.
Someone leaving. Could have been. My kids were the worst. You could go in and find a full set of silverware and melamine. In the bedrooms, leaving plates and glasses in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Or when you deep clean for school starting or spring clean, you know, under the bed.
Yep.
Seriously, you're going to find 17 spoons, 65 Fritos wrappers.
Yep. And
three plates.
And four glasses with dried up chocolate milk in the bottom of them. That have now petrified, and you pretty much have to just throw the cup away.
Yeah.
Because,
I'm not even going to soak that or wash it. Nope. It's just going right in the trash.
Absolutely. And then here's your 10th one here. The 10 most common things that families argue about the most. Leaving dishes in the sink rather than just washing them. Or, for that matter, just rinsing them off and putting them in the dishwasher. I think we mainly concur with a lot of those that I think... those would be the most common arguments around the house. Honey, the bobber's in the pond.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang. Going up, down, up, down. Is FGL, or Morgan Wallen with FGL on that one. Up, down, up, down, up, down. And my gosh, there is some tension in the world, isn't there? And I know this isn't any, breaking news.
Yeah, with what?
I know. But... you know, you're hearing more and more still of people that are getting in fights because of the, you know, disagreements of maybe it's a mask, maybe it's, you know, you hear about these flight attendants too.
Oh, they strapped that lady with duct tape to her seat.
Unbelievable, right?
Would she?
So add this to your quarantine playlist.
Passengers fighting, shoving, pushing. Federal air marshals are now teaching flight attendants how to fight back against out-of-control passengers.
Feeling kind of squirrely at 40,000 feet.
Flight attendants gearing up for a potential battle in the air.
I'm on the red eye back from New Orleans.
So now flight attendants are learning to fight back.
Don't want to end the good times. Don't want to wear a mask.
All people in public must have a mask.
If anybody makes me gonna kick their ass. Think I'll fight a flight attendant.
He's threatening her. I'm gonna beat you up.
This big old jet, you'll have to land it.
Well, you're going to get it now.
Ooh. When we get on. The cops will take me into town. That female flight attendant took me down.
Yeah.
Took me down, yeah.
A whole new set of rules and training for flight attendants.
I guess that lady was trying to open the door, the lady they duct taped.
Oh, well, yeah.
She was trying to open the door of the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, you're going to have to sit down because we can't have that happening.
I'd be plenty happy that somebody did that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They were trying to open the door of the plane. I'm like... hello, wait till we land.
Yeah, that needed to happen.
Now, why duct tape? Why not zip ties? Why not? I mean, you'd think that they would have something.
You'd think the zip ties would be faster.
You'd think, right? Hold on a second. I got to get the duct tape.
The tape out.
Because you would think
it'll
that
leaves that sticky residue on the seat.
Right.
Says it took 5 flight attendants to subdue her and literally take her down.
That's crazy.
She said,
who goes that nuts on a plane?
She said, I need to get off this plane. You need to let me off this plane.
Is there a fire marshal on every single flight?
No.
No.
Just
an air marshal?
Not that many.
What did I say?
Fire marshal.
I mean an air marshal.
There's not a fire marshal either.
I mean an air marshal. Is there an air marshal? But I guess obviously not. And so what they did, I can just see somebody going, does anybody have a roll of duct tape?
Yeah, I don't know if it was just handy.
I have
handy.
One of those in my carry-on.
I could see they're having duct tape on the plane.
They duct taped her mouth. They duct taped around her upper chest.
Wow.
Well, they probably have a roll of duct tape in case a part of the airplane starts to break apart, and they can just duct tape that sucker back.
We'll just hold this together.
Together with the duct tape, right?
Plane had it.
This should do it. Duct tape?
Yeah. Serious.
On the plane itself?
Inside the plane. I used it to weatherproof it because there would be air coming in and it would get cold in the winter. So I used it as a...
Oh, yeah, on that little small plane that you flew around for traffic and stuff. Yeah.
And it didn't hold the plane together, but it did the inside of the plane. It was great insulation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I bet.
Worked wonderful. Yeah. It looked like crap. Worked well.
It looked redneck, like it's being held together with that. Well, you're now grounded. Do you miss flying in the air for traffic?
Sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Now we have eyeballs everywhere for you to let us know what's going on, as well as watching all of the cameras. What's going on?
Well, for those who are traveling northbound on Bangor, it has been a pretty...
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's check in with Lindsay Storr. She's back from her little vacay or whatever it was that she went on. And she's over in the 2 News Weather Center right now. Or should I say, oh, never mind, I won't. It's too late now. I've already given them credit. I should just say a local TV station.
Dang.
Fudge. I'll tell you that little story a little bit later on why that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Anyway, she is going to give us a look at our weather. And good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Call now to win your Country Fan Fest tickets. 570-5767. 570-5767.
During his weekly address, Pope Francis urged people to learn how to take a break and turn off their phones. Then the Pope ended his address by saying, "That's my sermon. Be sure to smash that like button and subscribe."
Man, that's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. A lot of great acts out there at Country Fan Fest. And we will have our Z104 fan club all set up there, too. So you'll be able to
come on by, cool off.
My gosh. We have our cooling station that you can stop on by and cool off.
Yeah.
And then also a chance for you to keep listening here to the radio station. You'll have a chance to go ahead and win a couple of passes to the fan club, the Z104 fan club, that we'll have set up on site right up there. That's the fan club is where you're able to go inside, nice air conditioned, grab some beverages and some snacks, and be able to watch the interviews of the artists that come through on stage. So it'll be a lot of fun. And it's our exclusive Z104 fan club. And you can be a part of that. Keep it here for your chance to win. Cool. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
It will be a little cool today if you step outside right now. And that's about it. 95 will be our high today. I guess it's not too bad. That's our normal high this time of year is 95. And mostly sunny and 99 tomorrow. Don't forget about that little afternoon shower that might pop up. And it will be one of those that you may catch you by surprise. But who cares if you get wet, though? You know, if a rain shower comes,
go out and stand in it.
No kidding. Just soak it all in.
Your hair might go, but that's okay.
Yeah, you might look like Diana Ross. But That's that is okay. You can fix that.
Yes.
Just enjoy that rain
lots
when it comes along.
Lots of extra hairspray. Yeah.
No kidding.
Right now, it's 77 and partly cloudy downtown.
Kenny Chesney, Z104. And knowing you, his latest here. So I guess there's a list of some foods here that actually will boost your mood. And let's find out where something like, I would think bacon would be on there. So
chocolate.
Yes. Study looked at the foods that make people feel better. And I know this is going to kind of come as a shock, but not all of it is healthy.
Milk chocolate. Number one food people think has the most mood boosting powers, followed closely by dark chocolate.
Now we hear about this all the time about how chocolate is actually even good for you as well.
Yeah, the dark chocolate.
Yeah, the dark chocolate kind of has those antioxidants in it and stuff, which I still prefer milk chocolate over dark chocolate, but some people just absolutely swear by dark chocolate and they're like connoisseurs of dark chocolate. And I can see, and you know, I mean, look, if I look at it like the antioxidants or something like that, that would be a good way to consume, you know, your favorite dark chocolate. Coffee comes in next, followed by ice cream,
chocolate cookies,
and then cake,
bananas.
Hey, there's something in the midst of all of this. Tea,
berries,
pizza,
beer,
red wine,
fries,
cheese.
And sweets.
I mean, doesn't sweets, I guess it, they're just saying sweets in general, right?
I guess.
I mean, chocolate chip cookies, cake, isn't that all counted as sort of sweets? But
chocolate itself. Nuts and seeds is next at 16, followed by oily fish.
Really?
Like, so I'm feeling really down today. I'll broil me some salmon.
I need some tilapia. How can you seem like you're in such a good mood? Well, I had a piece of tilapia.
I had some salmon.
Really snapped earlier. Me out of it. it was delicious. And then, of course, bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon finally pops up at number 18. And then potato chips and other savory snacks and cookies, stuff like that. So
bacon is coming in at 18.
Bacon is kind of like, I don't know if I'd count it as a mood booster, but I can tell you, I always love cooking it up. What is your favorite out of all of those? Of that list, ice cream, chocolate cookies, cake, bananas, tea, berries, pizza.
I love cake. I love fries. I love pizza. And I love ice cream.
So pretty much all of them.
Yeah, pretty much
other
all of them.
Other than the oily fish.
Yeah. Yeah, oily fish is not my first pick.
Okay.
I'm just feeling really down today. some nice big platter of salmon.
Forgot to take my Prozac. I better have me a slab of salmon for lunch. We forgot to talk about probably the most important thing today, you know, as far as being national days of,
yeah.
You know, we've got International Chess Day, National Fortune Cookie Day, Lollipop Day, Jump Day. It is Moon Day because this was the day that they walked on the moon 52 years ago in 1969. We forgot about napping.
July 20th is National Nap Day. So relax, close your eyes, and...
Mom!
Lie down on the couch, and... let the world go by as you drift away. Make that National Wish I Could Nap Day.
Mom!
I have never had good luck at
that
napping.
Was me yesterday. You know, we had a busy weekend.
Right.
And yesterday was kind of a more chill day. And so I thought, I'm going to go home and get my work done. And then I'm going to take a nap.
And
just, no.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Did not happen.
Now, have you ever gotten to the point, though, of taking it? Now, and it couldn't be just, maybe it's just not technology. It could be the doorbell ringing. It could be You've got an Amazon delivery. It could be the dogs barking at a leaf that fell in British Columbia.
Yep, it was the doorbell. It was the dogs. It was work calls. It was work texts.
But now sometimes you got to just turn that sucker off. You know what I'm saying? You got to just turn that thing off.
I mean, there's still some things a popping. And so I'm like,
if I could nap, I would definitely make sure that I just power down the old phone and not even hear a buzz. Just nothing. You know, but that would
then
only
be
because
I feel like if I don't answer somebody's text immediately or phone call that I'm a slacker.
See, you got FOMO, man.
I know I do.
FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll wait. It used to wait. Why is it not? Why is, you know?
I don't know.
It used to be that we could wait for a minute. That actually makes me a little afraid of driving on the freeway with you, because if you can't wait, you need to wait on your texting and all of those distractions so we can get there safely.
Someone narked on you
the other day,
Deb.
Oh, they did?
That you were texting and driving.
Yeah. I know, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
She didn't want to bring it up, but I'm glad you did.
Oh, dang.
I'm kind of glad you did.
They said they saw me yesterday, and I didn't wave because
I was... Well, that's just someone saying that.
Yeah, but it's
true. She was doing that, but who's to say that she... Were you doing that, Deb?
I'm not going to say that I wasn't, but I don't remember doing it. But that doesn't mean I might have been playing with my phone, plugging in my CarPlay and finding something to listen to. I don't know.
That's a good way to justify it, yeah.
No, because that's the same as texting, playing with your phone.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. Reaching down to grab a tuna fish sandwich.
So I can either confirm... Nor
that
deny.
Oily fish.
Yeah,
yeah. Necessary.
I was eating some salmon.
Yeah,
can I
absolutely.
Say?
It was on my phone. Anyway, just another just friendly reminder about distracted driving. Lee, how are we looking this morning?
Well, we've been looking pretty good. We do have...
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
You know, I think I got all of my shout-outs out yesterday, Debster, so it's all yours. I'm going to turn it right over to you and... We do morning shout-outs about 8 o'clock each morning, Monday through Friday. And if we're out and about now, we're going to have a few little remotes that we'll be doing here this week. I'll be hanging out Thursday at Some Dude's Fireworks from noon to 2. Also be doing one Friday, 11 to 2, at Rocky's Tire Pros in Spanish Fork. And then making a little drive up to Strong VW Friday night from 5 to 7. And then again at Boot Barn in Ogden on Saturday.
Wow.
So the reason I bring all that up is you have a chance to go ahead and stop on by, grab some free Z104 swag, say hey, and we'll get you on our little morning shout-out list as well.
Absolutely. I'll be at the Northern Wasatch Home Builders Parade of Homes on Thursday from 2 to 4.
So it's a busy time. Rona is gone.
and we are back, baby.
At about 1,000 miles an hour. You're probably going to get sick of us if you haven't already, being out and about. But if you have a chance to stop on by, it means a lot.
Shout out to my brother and his family. He made it through his open heart surgery yesterday.
Oh, good.
He's sore, but doing well, and hopes to be home soon.
Stable, good.
Yep.
Very good to hear.
Thank you. Brittany Martinez, shout out to McKinley Martinez. Happy 6th birthday. Mom and brother Landon, love you more than pickles and hope you have the best day.
Wow. That's a lot of love.
Mark Knighton, shout out to my son Robbie. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday. Bobby, Dave, can you do a shout out for Casey? He's working right out in front of your station by Apple Spice right now.
Oh, cool.
And he's a huge fan.
Oh, cool. I'll run out in the parking lot and say hey.
And I know you'll come back with sandwiches for us.
I will.
Because that's how you wheel and deal.
And some frog eye salad.
Yes. We also have some birthdays that we want to do. Oh, we want to shout out to our mailman here at the radio station. His name is Monty. And he doesn't listen to us, but his dad does. He called us yesterday.
Oh, he did. That's right. Yeah. We did mention that. Yeah.
Yeah. Monty doesn't listen to us, but his dad does. So thanks, Monty.
That was a funny call.
Yeah.
It was like, does he listen? No.
No.
No, but go ahead and do a shout out to him anyway.
Happy birthday to Mark Evans. Now, is that your Mark
that
Evans?
That is my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Yes. Happy birthday, buddy. And of course, my sister was yesterday. So there are a lot of these.
You have a lot of July birthdays.
Yeah, we do.
Nisha Lemaster, Kevin Leffler, and Chaney Packer, Anybody else that's having a birthday? Bryce Pryor, shout out to Jim King for always helping me.
Wait, Bryce? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Tamara Apple, shout out to Lori Apple. I appreciate you so much. And kissing a little ass never hurts. Love you long time, little Apple.
Love you long time?
Yeah.
That's the fortune cookie day today.
Yes. My morning shout out is to Dave and Deb for always making me laugh. Thank you very much for that. Austin Rindlisbacher, will you wish my wife, Keisha Wright, a happy 23rd birthday? Caden Shepherd, shout out to Brother Shepherd at Leisure Village in Saratoga Springs. You the man. Alicia Larson, shout out to my ladies at Platinum Dental. They make work a happy place. Love you, girls. Birthday shout out to my daughter, Ashlyn Flitton, turning 11 today. Love you so much for mom and dad. Shout out to Dave and Deb. Thanks for putting a smile on my face and making mornings great. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
And one more question. When is Dave going to be at Rocky's Tire Pros?
Friday, 11 to 2. Actually, Bucked Up is even going to be on site, giving out some stuff too. It's going to be a lot of fun. Free delicious food. So 11 to 2 and Spanish Fork.
Bobby and Casey out in front here working in front of Apple Spice and the radio station would like you to bring out some Z104 swag to the parking lot.
Well, for some free food. Yeah, absolutely, we will. Get into Apple Spice Junction and have it give us some free food. No, we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, who is this?
This is Colton.
Well, what's your shout out?
Well, I got a shout out for a retired Army veteran, I guess. He was in a Cafe Rio the other day when this little Tongan, Samoan, whatever, big dude came in pretty much fighting mad because he got his wrong food. He was throwing stuff, yelling and cussing by all these little kids, and he was kind of out of control, and this little Army, the retired Army guy stepped in and got in his face and pretty much told him to leave the store. So,
oh, I love that.
And he did?
Yeah. He said if you guys charge my card, I'll be back here and I'm going to end up on the news. But he was throwing papers and pretty much getting in the people that work there, trying to fight everybody there. And he stepped in and told that guy to leave. And
that kind of surprises me, too, because Paulies are sort of chill, you know?
That's what I thought, too, but this guy wasn't. He was fighting mad.
Yeah, well, that is pretty cool. I'm glad that he diffused that a little bit, and good for him. I mean, yeah. I don't know if we would suggest that all the time, you know, but I'm glad he did. Thanks, dude. I think
somebody had to do it. The Cafe Rio dude told him, you know, we got no problem remaking your food, but we need you to either calm down or go wait outside.
Right.
And
right.
Wow.
That just pissed him off even more. So.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
He needs to go over to Mo Betta's and just get his Polynesian food there. All right, thanks.
He needs to go fry up a salmon.
Or a pig. He needs to go roast a pig.
Nice, a big plank of oily fish is what he needs.
Chill out. Right. All right, thanks. Love you, bye. Morning the Z. Who is this?
Bonnie from Murray. How are you guys?
Good. What's your morning shout out?
To all the healthcare workers.
All the healthcare workers.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much. Morning the Z. What is your shout out?
To my lovely wife that I went to Garth Brooks with Saturday night.
What's her name? What's her name?
Mindy.
And
Mindy.
Your name?
Darren.
All right.
Do you guys have a Garth song between the two of you? Like to make you like feel my love or?
Or the dance.
The dance is the number one song for me.
All right, okay. There you go. Love Perfect. That. Morning the Z, thank you so much. Shout outs, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay.
And what's yours?
I'd like to give a shout out to Dave and Deb. What a great party you guys put on up there at the dive bar. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was a huge
team effort here.
Oh, my heavens. And now I got to meet you guys, and you hugged me. I got a picture of you guys. And also Lee, first time I met Lee.
Oh, yeah.
What a great,
that's cool.
What
she
a
even
great,
came out.
Yeah, she doesn't come out very often.
Yeah, what a great team you guys are.
Oh,
well,
you're so nice.
Every morning. That's so nice of you. Thank
now,
you.
Now, what's your name again?
Jay.
Jay, now did Jay I hug you? Was it awkward?
No, you hugged my wife.
Okay.
And I was on Lee. I hugged Lee too in my picture, okay. But I was with Deb.
Well, all right.
never met you guys before, but what an awesome experience.
Oh, you're so nice.
Thank you. That is so nice.
I visualize you guys of something else, and you guys changed into something I have never known before.
Oh, wow. I hope you weren't disappointed.
Well,
No.
Oh, great, good.
And you're still listening after meeting us.
I'll stay on the radio and keep listening to you of the awesome experience.
Well,
I
we appreciate
well,
that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have right, a great day, Jay. Love you.
Uh-huh. All right. We've about exhausted our morning shout-outs. I wish we could get to everybody's phone calls and everything. So sorry that we have to cut it a little bit short, but we're moving along, and thank you, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning at about 8 o'clock.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, it's another song from Morgan Wallen. Now, this one is called Somebody's Problem. I don't know if y'all have had a chance to listen to this album or not.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is about a woman with a girl with a complicated past. But the review says, despite her past, the singer believes she's deserving of love, and he wants to be the one to love her. What's not to love about that?
Now, was it after 28 years? Did you look into this? I mean, I'm just picking that number just out of the air, but I'm just thinking.
It's just a random number.
It is, and I don't know why I default to that, but it's just one of those things where it's like sometimes, you know, it lasts 28 months and sometimes 28 years.
Yep.
Anyway, let us know what you think about this song.
Yeah, text us, 801-570-5767. We're going to give somebody tickets to Bees Baseball Friday night as the Las Vegas Aviators are in town at Smith's Ballpark. The cheap seats.
You can also call us in the studio here and let us know what you think about it at that same number that you text. And it's Morgan Wallen on Dump It or Dig It.
Bama Red 400 pulled into the party with a 30 sticker on the back window. Two-tone tank top slipping off her shoulder. Kind of girl wants to step at the world stand still. Ooh, I know where this is going. She's somebody's problem, somebody's goodbye, somebody's last call number that they can't find, somebody's best day, somebody's worst night, somebody's reason for leaving on the porch light. Think about them tan lines, and I'm thinking, damn, I'd love to drown in them heartbreaker blue eyes. She's somebody's problem, and somebody's problem's about to be mine, about to be mine. You've had her, you can't stand to lose her. Kind of girl where your friends tell you don't give it up. Kind of girl that goes from trying to just get her number to sliding through the summer to talking about love. Ooh, I think I'm liking where it's going. I'd like to try me some of somebody's problem, somebody's goodbye, somebody's last call number that they can't find, somebody's best day, somebody's worst night, somebody's reason for leaving on the porch light. Think about them tan lines, and I'm thinking, damn, I'd love to drown in them heartbreaker blue eyes. See, somebody's problem, and somebody's problem's about to be mine, about to be mine. Oh, hey, baby, don't just keep me wishing. Oh, let me get to fixing somebody's problem, somebody's goodbye, somebody's last call number that they can't find, somebody's best day, somebody's worst night, somebody's reason for leaving on the porch light. Think about them tan lines, and I'm thinking, damn, I'd love to drown in them heartbreaker blue eyes. See, somebody's problem, and somebody's problem's about to be mine, about to be mine, about to be mine, about to be mine.
Somebody's problem, about to be mine. That is Morgan Wallen. And let us know what you think about that song on our Dump It or Dig It. 801-570-5767 will be the text and the phone number. But please, safely do that.
Carrie Warner, good morning, Dave and Deb. Dig It 100%. Flip and dig this, Danielle Roberts.
Flippin'.
Corey Jensen, dig it. I love this guy, and his album is awesome. Aaron Dusenberry says, dig it. Taylor Rippey is digging it. Jessica Howell, not feeling this one today. Dump it. Zach Bryant not feeling it today, dumping.
Really?
Jen Griffiths, Morgan is so great. Bradley Child, can't go wrong with Morgan Wallen. I'm pretty old school and I dig it. Mary Stewart, dig it. Love Morgan Wallen. Minna Tabor, I've heard this before and I love it. Dig it. I love all of his songs. Debbie Nakos, dig it. What can he not sing? Natalie Croft, love the whole album. Definitely digging it. Skylar Reed, Ashley Soto, Braden Crook. Dig it, Morgan Wallen, very sweet. Heather Jamet, love Morgan Wallen. Danny LaFever, one of my favorites from the album, big dig. Megan Evans, love it. I've been listening to this song on XM Satellite for a while. Dig it, so good.
Man, this is one of those songs that stuck out in my mind the very first time I was listening through this double album, this Dangerous double album, and oh my gosh, it is just, it was such an earworm for me, but yet...
Somebody's problem.
Somebody, you know.
Stephanie O'Feakins, love it. Rhett Taylor, I'm obsessed with all of his songs. Sarah Elston, dig it. Love anything from Morgan. Joris Johnston says, dig it. Jennifer Shoup, hell yes. Love this so much. The whole album's amazing. Robert Halden says, dig it. Spencer Alvey.
What's your name?
It's Eric.
And what do you think?
I dig that.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Yep.
Love you. Bye. Morning the Z, dump it or dig it.
Oh, dig it. I love Morgan Wallen. Is this off a new album he just released?
That
it's
Dangerous.
Off the Dangerous album that came out in January.
Yeah, I've got that.
But that that album, that double album just killed it so much, he probably should be kicking out another album.
I think he just needs to put out another album.
Yeah, we were going to see him in Nashville with Luke Bryan on August 1st, but they canceled him.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
I know.
I love Morgan Wallen. 10 thumbs up.
Awesome.
What's your name?
David Deb. Julie.
All right,
love you guys.
Julie. Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Morning of the Z, dump it or dig it.
I hate Virtue Bravo, but I say dump it. I normally like him, but not that song. It's right. Not doing nothing for me, but you know what? I love you guys.
All right. We appreciate that. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Natalie Dance. People who don't like Morgan have shiz taste. That one popped up right after Bonnie called. Let's see. Angel Hansen, really sweet song. Leslie Sloan, good to hear some new music. Angela Richens, dig it, love the lyrics. Michelle Cook, digging it. Natalie Philby, what the hell, Bonnie? Stacey Haslam, dig it. Martika Erickson, dig it. Michelle Cook, dig it. Natalie Dance, case in point, Bonnie. Chelsea Giles, freaking love it. Jared Wallace, Josh Eakenstam, Callie Cedarquist, Jerry Benge, Derek Anderson, Aubrey Boren, Tim Hunsaker, Clint Bisbee.
All digs.
Dorothy Conger, Amber Callen, Johnny Burnside, Darren Nelson, Dan Broussard. Yeah.
Wow.
All digs.
All right. Good.
So I'm going to say 95.5. There were a couple, including Bonnie, not feeling it. And our winner this time around is, come on, screen. Come on. Nick Cooley. Nick, you're going to see some Bees baseball on Friday night. The Las Vegas Aviators are in town. We'll get you these tickets. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Z104.
So a local TV station did a news thing last night about a gentleman that had a selfie taken, and they were trying to track down the selfie. They contacted our radio station, Deb, as more specifically, I think, and kind of tried to figure this whole thing out. And a local news reporter, I won't say his name, Daniel Woodruff, he ended up just doing the story. And then, of course, he said Garth Brooks was at the Westerner, yada, yada. And that's awesome. I mean, he gave credit where it was. You know, it was the dive bar tour on Friday night at the Westerner. And about three times in the news story, he kept referring to... a local radio station.
I don't know why he couldn't say Z104.
What the hell?
Say KUTV2 all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Are you kidding me? I was floored, man, almost to the point where I almost texted Mark Cabell, and I'm like, who is your news? Now I know who the news director is. So I won't I won't go there. But they also have producers for each hour of the news and stuff like that. And I'm like... And the producer sometimes has control over that. Or the field reporter, Daniel in this case, was doing the package. And he ended up just saying about three different times, Well, a local radio station.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't mention
us. A local radio station. And I'm like, freak. Except those weren't the words really that I kind of said. But I'm like, what the hell? We talk about you guys all the time, but it's like a local radio station. There's nothing wrong with saying our radio. Look, especially if you're going to give the club credit too, the Westerner, you know, I mean, and they deserve credit. They did a great job over there. Anyway, we're just going to get a weather check from a local TV station this morning. From a local meteorologist. And just keep it generic. So, good morning, you local meteorologist, you.
Good morning, you.
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Happy Tuesday to you.
And we're going to go to Lee right now and see if she's checking in with us on our latest traffic. I was out checking the traffic on 2320 South.
It took you that long to get back.
I heard some door slamming.
Yeah. And everything's okay on 2320 South, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Right here, the construction out front is going fine. But let's take a look in the more important areas.
We've actually got a pretty decent commute going on right now. We are seeing some slowing northbound Bangor.
I feel like a lady.
Oh, my gosh, whoops. Dave.
I thought maybe I had that all nailed down there. Wanted to do Charles Kelly and Dave Haywood's part.
And so you're going like a lady. That's Hillary's kind of, part, Dave.
Well, no, Charles and Dave, they sing this part where they go, I feel like a lady. It was like their background. But anyway, I screwed it up. Lady A, like a lady on the Z.
National Fortune Cookie Day. We've done in the bathroom. We've done in bed.
Let's do.
Now we're going to do between the sheets. All right. You ready?
This is kind of like in bed. But
Dave,
yeah.
This is yours. Life consists not in holding good cards, but in playing those you hold well in between the sheets.
In between the sheets. I got a good hand.
Looks like a very strong hand.
Very good hand.
Here's Lee's. You will travel to many exotic places in between the sheets.
Wow.
Okay.
That gives me hope, my friend.
Yes, it does.
All right, here's mine.
Fly like an eagle.
Why do I get this one every time? It's better to be alone sometimes.
Well.
Wasn't that Dave's?
Take a hint. A little while ago? I actually got the alone one last time.
Oh, you did?
Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, what about this one? Do it again and then do in a rocket ship because Jeff Bezos is going up to space today.
He's already gone. I think he's back. It was only 11 minutes.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Well, that was
you
quick.
Should be used to that, Dave.
Well, hell. That's how are you a part of the Mile High Club on a rocket ship?
It doesn't take very long.
That's just like going up. That's like going down to a little commute. He just went up into space and came back down. That's it.
It was supposed to be an 11-minute journey.
Okay. You could do it in a rocket ship, I guess.
All right, here we go. The love of your life is stepping into your planet this summer in a rocket ship.
Yeah. Let's change it. Let's do in my underwear.
Okay. A short stranger will soon enter your life with blessings to share in your underwear.
Okay, that's funny.
Okay, that's
all right, here's Lee's. There's no greater pleasure than seeing your loved ones prosper in your underwear.
Oh, yeah.
The man on top of the mountain did not fall there in your underwear.
Let's do one for the listeners. Morning the Z. Who is this?
Hey, this is Monty the Mailman.
Hi, Monty the Mailman.
Hey, we gave you a shout out. How come you don't listen to us?
Because my brother beat me up when I was very young and told me to stop listening to other music, and then from that point on, it was all alternative.
I know, what? But you listen to your brother still? How old are you, Monty?
No, but 40.
Well, Monty,
it's time to make your own decisions.
Come on,
don't you tell me how to live my life. I'll do what I want.
You let your brother.
Well, that was when I was very young. You understand.
All right.
Now, Monty, have you given it? Now, look, you're calling us, so obviously we're making progress.
Well, I'm only calling because I was out delivering the mail yesterday, and one of my neighbors called up and said my dad was talking crap on me.
He was. He totally was.
And he was saying, look, and we said, look, does he listen to us? And he goes, no.
No, I only listen. I listen to country when I'm with my dad or working on my car.
Yeah, that's what he said. Only like when you're with him and stuff. You know, why don't you listen to us, Monty? I'm honestly curious.
It's alternative.
Well, but still, we don't play any music in the morning. We just talk a bunch of crap. I mean, we kind of play a little bit.
I've been listening all morning, and yeah, you talk a lot of crap, much like I do. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So we should relate. Were we intriguing enough this morning for you to tune into us again?
Listen again.
Oh yeah, I even installed the app, but mainly I was just calling to say if that. That old confused man calls anymore. Probably we should do like a silver alert, but he's pretty old, so it might be like a rust alert.
There was one this morning, maybe. And I wondered if that's why Dave was late.
I know. I saw that. I saw the little silver alert out there. So
yeah, every time it comes up, I'm wondering if it's my dad who gets really confused. And maybe what I need to do if he calls in, maybe give you my mom's number.
Okay.
You can just call her and say, go look to see if he's outside, because sometimes he forgets his pants. He's
right.
Oh, no. He's just like
now,
Dave.
Yeah, that's just like me, actually. Now, Monty, you're going to thank your dad one of these days. You're going to say, you know what? I really love this radio station.
You turned me on to the Z.
I'm really glad that you told me to listen.
Oh, I thank him all the time. We took up golf recently, and he has to pay for it every time. So,
oh.
Is that
part of the deal?
That was because of the fact that we decided to take up golf this summer, and I paid the first time, and my mom said, hey, how was golf with your dad? And it was all right.
Expensive.
But I really enjoyed it, but it was expensive.
Yeah.
And why didn't you make your dad pay? I'm like, well, the guy just asked. You know, are you guys paying together? And I said, well, I'll be nice to my dad and I'll pay. And she's like, don't you ever let your dad pay again.
Ah.
And the next time we went golfing, because it was one day off, the next time we went golfing, the guy asked, are you guys paying together or part? And I said, oh, no, he's got to pay. He got in trouble last time, and he started laughing, opened his wallet, and gave me the $80 I paid the week before.
Oh, there you go.
And he said, your mom got real mad at me.
Now, Monty, I'm wondering back to the I have a question for, and I know you can't say, you know, I know you. It's totally against the law for you to go through packages or something, but have you ever had anything like accidentally fall out and go, oh, whoops. That better get that over to Deb's house.
yeah, where is it?
Those nondescript packages, yes. They're not very nondescript. You can tell exactly what it is you're shipping.
So
my mailman pretty much knows.
He pretty much knows.
If it's coming in a plastic bag, you recognize the shape.
Yep.
I mean.
Of course you do. I mean, it feels like a flashlight is in there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll call it a flashlight. All right. Well,
the worst I ever had was, so I don't know if you're aware, but there's a Brinks building down.
Yes.
So I had a package. They do a lot of destroyed coins or damaged coins.
Uh-huh.
And they had a package come through, and I picked it up, and probably somewhere around like $200 in coins just fell out of the bottom of it.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, I need my boss over here now. You're delivering this, and I don't have time to deal with it.
Oh, my gosh. Did you lose any of the coins?
I don't think so. They didn't arrest my boss when he delivered it, so I think we're right. Good.
But were you down on your hands and knees trying to pick up every single coin?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet. Well, all right, Monty, we appreciate you. Thanks for delivering our mail every day, and thanks for tuning in to us this morning. All right, buddy?
Oh, no problem. You guys have fun. Like I said, if my dad calls up, just call my mom and let her know to go start looking for him.
We will.
What's your mom's name?
Shauna.
All right.
Shauna. All right.
Yeah, so if right, Thois thanks. Calls, Love. That's him.
Yeah. All right.
There's only
sounds
two
good.
Thois in the world.
Or the only guy that will show up with no pants on at our radio station, right?
Oh, yeah.
Besides you.
Well,
that depends, yeah.
Yeah. It depends. I get it.
Minimum wage.
BS on the Z. I don't know if this is BS or not. Do you move furniture with your bra on? Now, they're saying here, you probably know that if you've seen some of Shailene Woodley's movies, it's is not against nudity as long as she has some control over it, she says.
She says, I've never felt uncomfortable doing intimate scenes because I'm very vocal. I will always sit down and talk with the director and the other actor.
She also goes on to say, we all always have conversations of, now, how are you planning to shoot it? Is nudity necessary? Is it going to distract from the scene or add to the scene?
We know exactly what the boundaries are. I've never been in a situation where those things haven't been honored.
Now, she went on to say that she doesn't like sex scenes where she doesn't take everything off. Oftentimes in movies, you see two people moving furniture, and the woman has her bra on. And in real life, she says, I don't think I've ever done that. I've never moved furniture with my bra on. Very, very rarely. You, Deb?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you have to kind of hold the goods in place so they don't? Because there could be a lot of flapping going on. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case. Anyway, I mean just a thought.
I mean, just not 100%. Not yeah. always.
But sometimes when the moment calls, you know, you just kind of roll with it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to billionaires.
Okay.
From bras to billionaires. All that's right. what our morning show is all about. Oprah. She appears to be our most liked billionaire.
Okay.
With 45% favorability. But another 45% of the respondents view her unfavorably. The rest said they really don't know.
So they're split. Bill Gates, Warren Buffett are viewed favorably by 41% of Americans, but Bill's unfavorability is at 46% and Warren's is at 30%.
Elon Musk rated 39% favorable, 37% unfavorable.
Richard Branson is viewed favorably, 34% to a 23% unfavorable.
Now, here's the rest of the list. They have higher unfavorable ratings than favorable. Jeff Bezos.
Mark Zuckerberg.
And then George Soros.
Zuckerberg had the highest unfavorability rating of them all at 60%. Mm. 6 out of 10 Americans do not like Mark Zuckerberg.
Fantastic.
That was
Oprah, right?
That was Oprah. But in Oprah being most favorable with kind of a split thing, though, 45%, another respondent's unfavorable at 45%. And the other 10%, they just go, I don't know. So on your, when you've had kids, did you do it up on their first birthday?
I think kind of, you know, I mean, I think we did a special cake and we put them in their high chair and they get to just destroy the cake. And right. then you put them in the tub and. You invite everybody over because it's the first birthday.
It
and, you know,
is.
The second, third birthday, like you're like, meh.
Yeah, not so much. Because by then, you've probably had another kid, you know?
Yeah.
Somewhere down the road.
Like, this really isn't as manageable as it has been.
Well, they can be kind of pricey. Sweet 16s, those, of course, invite a whole class of parties. Chuck E. Cheese and those years when you were a teenager and you're asking for new gaming systems and stuff like that.
First birthday should be a breeze. 0% chance the actual birthday kid is going to remember any of it.
No. There is not a toddler out there.
It's for the parents, really.
Absolutely,
it is. It's totally for the parents.
Except for the kids do have a good time with the birthday cake. However, there are some of the kids that they are so delicate that they are like, have you ever had one of those where you expect them to dive into the cake? And just destroy it, and then
they
they're
freak
like,
freak out because they have frosting yeah, all over them.
Yeah,
yeah.
They put their hands in it, and they got frosting on their fingertips, and they're like, "What do I do?"
Yeah, you're like, "We're putting them in the tub. Party's over."
Yeah, go home, everybody. Leave your gift, and everybody go home. Still, the average price parents shell out on a first birthday party. Listen to this: $293.
No, I did not. I mean, we had a
that's
cake.
A lot of money.
We had cake and ice cream, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't think we even did gifts when they were one.
No, that's a crazy amount of money. I have no idea why you would spend that much money.
Now, the average sweet 16 costs less than the first birthday party, $280. Parents spend $229 on a 10th birthday party and $226 on 5th birthdays.
Okay. Now, they say that one of the biggest expenses for a birthday party is the personalized...
For a first birthday.
What did I say? First birthday? Yeah, for the...
You just said for a birthday party.
For the first birthday. They're talking about the personalized cake, which, again, nobody's going to, the baby's not going to care.
Right.
Social media probably plays a big role in that. And then another big ticket item here includes new clothes, balloon arch decorations, freak, party props, and children's entertainer.
Now you can buy the balloon arch on Amazon and do it yourself. But I would not. I've never had a balloon arch at anything because I'm just not into that kind of stuff. I'd have to have somebody actually come in and set up the arch and do it for me because I'm just, it's like, it just is overwhelming to me.
Well, you're just like one of those. You're kind of like.
What, Dave?
You're just kind of like somebody do it for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just paying for. Yeah, I'm just not into party props and, I mean, I might hang up some, maybe hang up some crepe paper. I don't know. Probably not. Probably just a cake and ice cream.
Just seems like a lot of freaking money to spend on a birthday
Summer
party.
Andreasen, what about a dog's first birthday? Now you're talking.
Oh, jeez.
Now you're talking.
I don't get it. You know, it's the same mentality when, if you think about it, when parents buy the kids an $80 pair of infant Nike shoes or some kind of a, you know, Under Armour. I shouldn't have said Nike. Under Armour shoes or something like that.
Oh, my son had Jordans, though.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
I know, but they were so cute.
He didn't care? But
did you see that picture I posted of him, Garth Brooks holding
him? I did.
He's got his Air Jordans on, and I love them.
Well, sure.
But
here we are sitting here talking about a cake and decorations that they don't care.
You're right. He did not know. I kept him, though. I still got him. Do not say my name. We had to edit the video of a first birthday party because my sister-in-law has gotten a huge cat fight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's just going to put a damper on things. Just remember not to invite them to your birthday parties anymore down the road. All right. We'll be back in all of your designer clothing in just a moment. Yeah. Cole Swindell and Single Saturday Night. You've had a few of those.
I've had a couple. Yep.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fine.
You're perfectly good with that.
Heck yeah.
Hey, how many of us have actually moved furniture on public transportation? Now, when I hear public transportation,
never.
I sit there and I think, I don't know why, because there's different forms, obviously, many different forms of public transportation. But I think a bus. I think of subway. I think of bus. I think of tracks. I think of things that around here that I'm like, how?
Well, according to a new survey, a lot of people actually do move furniture on public transportation. 23% of us, so about 1 in 4, what? Say we have. That's 59 million Americans.
Now, this comes from the Vacationer as part of their annual, they call it their sex travel survey. You know that one.
Yeah.
I
love it when that comes out every
year. Yeah, that is. And the kinds of public transportation relations that are most common.
11.6 on a plane, commercial plane.
Okay, we hear the Mile High Club. We hear about, now, if you've ever been in a restroom on an airplane.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of room.
No.
Like, you literally stand up.
I don't exactly know where this is happening on a commercial flight.
I don't either. And does not the flight attendant, I mean, she knows what's going on. She knows what's going on. Like, one person goes back to the restroom, and then another person goes back to the restroom without the other person coming back out?
Well, I don't know how two people get in there. There's not room.
I know.
There is not room.
I know. I don't understand it unless you're, well, I have no idea.
9.2% of us have been naughty on a train or the subway.
Wow. I mean, unless you do it when you go through a dark tunnel and you can, 8 seconds.
I guess that could happen.
8 seconds?
Yeah, I guess that's possible.
And then they say 8% have actually messed around on a bus.
6.2 on a ferry or water taxi.
And then 5.6 when the boats are rocking. 5.6 have defiled someone's ride share.
Uber.
In an Uber, a Lyft, or a taxi cab, they say.
Oh,
ride share,
heck.
Taxi cab.
I had to drop the Jeep off for some work yesterday. And I thought, well, no big deal. So I went into Maverick next door and got me a big old drink, and I had all my work stuff in my hand. And,
okay.
I thought, I'm just going to call an Uber. No cars available.
Really?
I had to walk home yesterday.
Say it isn't so.
It was so hot. Oh, I about,
how far was
I about
it?
Died. Well, I don't, it I'm was, not sure how far, but it was far. Yeah. I'm not sure how far, but about it a half took a mile. Me.
It was a half a mile, right?
No. It was probably at least 2 miles.
Really?
And I had to walk home yesterday, and I was like, oh, I thought I was going to die. By
I thought
time
you have a whole
home.
Bunch of friends. How come you're...
Everybody's at work. Yeah. Everybody's at work.
Yeah.
You know? So I just... And so finally, this I was on this path by these townhomes, and it was taking me west again, and I needed to go east. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to cut up through that field on a hill. So... I'm crawling up the hill. I've got my work stuff and my Maverick drink, and I'm not letting go of that. And I'm crawling up this path that you can see people have worn down. And I pop up, and I'm right on Park Lane. It's like a freeway. And I'm not going back down. This is where I need to go. And so I am out in the middle of Park Lane with my work stuff and my drink. In my shorts and flip-flops.
Dodging cars,
trying to get to the other side so I can get to my house.
Wow.
It was miserable.
That was quite the little adventure.
It was so hot and humid yesterday.
Yeah, it kind of was.
It was miserable.
I'm surprised it didn't rain on you at the same time. You might as well have just gotten drenched. But no Ubers available,
Has that ever happened to you? It said no cars available. And I sat for a few minutes and enjoyed my egg roll that I got at Maverick, and I thought, well, I'll try again. Nothing.
Are you sure? Did you refresh the app, or did you?
Yes.
I mean, are you sure you had connection?
I went back out. I came back in. It was showing the route. It said no cars available, and I did it like 4 times.
Okay, you know what I want to know here? I want to know if anybody who drives Uber or Lyft, call us and tell us if you've ever had anybody move furniture or do stuff in your car.
Okay.
Like in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a stupid statement.
Now, Gerald
says...
Like,
they're going to do it in the front seat.
Gerald says, back row on small planes under the blanket.
Okay.
Got on one of the big planes where there is an elevator, Bryce Pryor.
I've never been on a plane with an elevator, really.
Messing around on ferries is huge in San Francisco.
Okay.
Let's see.
There's got to be an Uber driver out there that has a story about this. And if you were an Uber driver, would you allow it? I mean, is that just a free show for you? And you're like, well, I think I'll just look in the rearview mirror here a little bit. Or do you say, hey, look, no messing around on my seats. You know? Because you're having to clean this stuff up and you don't know what's going on either.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, and what I'm, you know. But do you pull over and say, hey, nope. Now, when you're talking about public transportation, we were talking about Jeff Bezos making his trip into space today. And you say that the whole flight was literally 11 minutes.
Yeah, they were just going to, orbit the Earth for a few minutes.
Yeah, but how do you orbit the Earth in 11 minutes?
Let's see. Okay, so it says Jeff Bezos and his fellow passengers are back on the ground after completing their short flight into space. Best day ever, Bezos said, once the capsule settled in dust near the launch site. Just after 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 4 passengers arrived at a bridge atop the launch platform. They took off at 9:11 a.m. Eastern.
So they just go high enough to experience no gravity. Is that what it is?
Just like Richard Branson did. The capsule detached from the rocket at an altitude of 47 miles. They passed the 62-mile boundary, often considered to be the beginning of outer space.
Okay.
He says they unbuckled and floated around the capsule. He said, there's a very happy crew up here, I want you to know. At 9:21 a.m., 10 minutes and 10 seconds after launch, it was over.
Oh.
You've heard that before.
Yep. In fact, I didn't even know what to do with the other 8 minutes.
The four passengers exited the capsule just after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, embraced loved ones, friends, and ground crew as they celebrated.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this is, you know, this is going to become like a Disneyland ride. I mean, this is going to be...
Well, if you have $250,000.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But do you know how many people that $250,000 is like pocket change to them? I mean, literally, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll drop that. For an 11-minute ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to say I've been in space.
Yeah. Now, that even includes re-entering and landing then, huh? The whole, was that round trip?
Let's see, they took off at 8, oh, they took off at 9:11, the launch site. It rose from the company's launch site, and it landed at 9:21.
I'll be dang.
10 minutes and 10 seconds.
That's round trip.
Round trip.
Do they, is it like a parachute and they land in water? Like they do with the other spaceships?
I don't know how it came. It just, there's no picture.
I don't know that anyway.
Yeah, there's no picture. It's just people watching it in the pictures.
Appropriate day to do that on this day, 1969. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin confirmed landing on the moon and doing their thing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay, and we're familiar with that audio that came. And I don't know if you're familiar with this audio either.
Hello, Apollo 11. We are about ready to beam the iconic moment of the first steps on the moon. Have you thought about what you're going to say?
Yeah, Houston. I was thinking something like this. I'm on the moon. You know, this is far out. You know, because it is. Like way out there.
Negative, Apollo. Collins, we have to remind you that the whole world is watching. Think of something more inspirational and patriotic.
Okay, okay, roger that, Houston. How about, hey, Russia, stick this where the sun don't shine. You know, because I'm on the dark side of the moon.
Wow, that's another negative. Collins, let's let Armstrong take the first step. He'll think of something clever to say.
Oh, come on, Houston. All right, how about the craters are groovy and the afro stand higher? You know, the gravity, 1/8.
Negative. Prepare Neil Armstrong for the first step on the moon.
All right, Houston. All right. We'll let Armstrong be the first on the moon. But if he doesn't make Walter Cronkite emotional, then I'm going to say I told you so. Okay?
Some of the audio that we haven't heard of up till now. Now, top surprising new things that we're learning about the moon. It's covered in more dust than the treadmill on your spare room.
Maybe. Right? Not sure about that.
The moon weighs 80 times less than the Earth, and it never misses a chance to planet shame Earth about it on Twitter. 1 in 5 people who think COVID vaccines contain microchips also believe the moon is made of cheese.
Okay.
Surprising facts about the moon. Its barren, cold atmosphere is actually why they call it North Dakota.
Okay.
Some other top surprising facts about the moon. The craters were caused by too much oily food during its teen years. The Earth and the moon are genetically related, which gives them something actually in common with the average married couple in West Virginia.
Okay.
You can dunk a basketball all day long up there.
Okay.
And the top surprising new thing about that we're learning from the moon, the Earth has one moon and Uranus has 27. And actually, there isn't anything new there. I just wanted to say Uranus.
Right, I knew it. Yeah, apparently they landed in a desert in West Texas with 3 parachutes.
Okay.
To answer your question.
So they have come to now they've been able to figure out that you don't have to land in the ocean.
Yeah.
Because I guess there's only 4 participants and they didn't have to go. It must weigh less, too.
Yeah,
because
I don't know.
You don't need to go all the way up into forever and ever.
And my friend posted a picture of the launch on Facebook and said, yes, we all know what the Blue Origin space rocket looks like.
It looks like a guy's junk.
It does.
It looks like the guy's thing.
Yeah, it does.
And you're familiar with that, actually. In fact, that's what Monty, our mailman, delivered to you here the other day. You were talking about that just a minute ago.
I wouldn't have that sent to my work. Yeah.
Deb Turpin. Sean's up front going, Deb.
It's here.
Deb, you got a package waiting for you here at the front desk. It's sort of long. I don't know.
Sort of a thing. Yeah, it looks like the Blue Origin space rocket.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
All right, got these baseball tickets. The Las Vegas Aviators are in town Friday night at Smith's Ballpark, and we'll have a guy and a girl battle it out, and the victor wins the baseball tickets.
Fun, fun times. Who is this?
This is Darren.
Darren, Darren, you played this before, right?
I have.
Let's see if we can't get you a winner this time, okay?
Alrighty.
Or get you a win, is what I meant to say. Morning on the Z, what's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Too late. Morning on the Z, are you a girl?
Nope, I'm not.
That's all right. Try again tomorrow. Morning on the Z, are you a girl?
Nope.
All right, try again. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
Hello.
Oh, boy.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, it is Mrs. Doubtfire.
We know what's under that moo moo, and you can't play, okay?
And put those pan lids down.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Kendry.
Kendry, okay. Kendry, we're going to let the ladies go first, Darren, and here we go.
All right, Kendry. Grey's Anatomy's Sandra Oh. It's her birthday today. Had her first acting gig appearing in what important social public service announcement? Alcohol, don't drink and drive, drugs, or sexual education?
Sexual education.
Alcohol, don't drink and drive.
Darren, your question. Jeff Bezos has always had an eye for business. When he was a teen, he launched a business that kids mainly attend in summer. What was it? Camp, Little League, or tutoring? Camp on that one.
All right, Kendry, happy birthday, Philadelphia 76er Ben Simmons. Though he chose a career in basketball, he almost pursued another sport, which was football. But what league? European, Australian, or U.S.?
U.S.
Australian, the AFL.
European is what I do when I go to the when I go and stand in front of the urinal.
I know what you're doing in there.
European. Okay. Darren, here's your question. Ballet helps to correct which common muscle condition found mainly with infants and children? Knock-kneed, bow-legged, pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed.
You got that one.
All right, Kendry, you got to get this one to stay in the game. It's International Chess Day. The Queen's Gambit move specifically reversed. Did you see that on Netflix, The Queen's Gambit, that movie?
No.
That move specifically refers to what part of the game? The opening, the middle, or the end of the game?
The opening.
Yes.
Hey.
You did it.
She's like, let's just chat. Let's just try this one.
I could tell she had defeat in her voice, but she rose from the ashes like the phoenix you are, Kendry.
Now you have to get this one right, Darren, to win, okay? Happy birthday, happy birthday, Julianne Hough. She was one of the members of the Million Dollar Dancers troupe on which ABC game show? Was it Deal or No Deal? Show Me the Money or Press Your Luck?
First one.
Show Me the Money, the second one. We do have a tie now. All right, Deb's holding up a finger of fingers between 1 and 10. Darren, you called through first, so we get to let you guess first.
Let's go with 5.
Oh, you nailed
That's
it.
That's the number.
Kendry didn't even have a chance.
Thanks, Kendry.
Sorry.
Wow. Love you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, bye. Happy Tuesday, y'all.
Darren, you're going to see some Bees baseball on Friday night, okay?
Oh, man, awesome.
Heck that will be fun. Make sure you get a hot dog for me, too, would you?
All right.
The whole
fish it out of the garbage.
The whole ambiance of it, everything about it, going to a baseball game, it's just so fun, right?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, love baseball.
Bees baseball here. On our way back in a bit. Jimmer's coming up next. He has Mystery Shop at 10:50, and he'll be able to give you a chance to win. All you have to do is go to our website and take a look at all of the guesses and previous clues, and also listen to the sound over and over again. It looks like there is $394 up for grabs, and if you win it today, Deb and I will kick in another $6.
Making it an even $400. Guess what day it is, Dave?
It's New Clue Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Clue Tuesday. So listen for that. Figure it out. Win some cash. It's also a Country Fan Fest winning week. 740, 1140, and 340 all week long. Just listen for the cue to call. Be caller Z. And in your hands, we will put two Country Fan Fest wristbands.
For all four freaking days.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun. And we look forward to seeing you out there. Now, tomorrow is, we're going to get a little humpy tomorrow.
Yeah,
I hope
y'all
are ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Get your hump on.
Yeah. Bring your hump in the morning because we'll be here.
And don't forget that if anybody comes up to you and says, hey, it's National Lollipop Day, say, yeah, that totally sucks. It's my joke for the day. Back in the morning.
Tune in anyway.
Good luck, Jim.